Track number 10, Paseo de las Flores Promenade. If you walk the length of Calle Antequera, you'll see the castle ramparts and towers on your right, and the entrance to Paseo de las Flores just underneath. It's in a beautiful position, surrounded by gardens that house a diverse range of plants, flowers, and palms. Back in the 18th century, the Paseo de las Flores was known locally as the Big Stone and was used as a leisure area for playing ball games. At the end of the promenade, there's a little cave in the rock that houses a statue of the Virgin of Lourdes. There's also a marble memorial that honours the soldiers killed during the Spanish Civil War between 1936 and 1939. Both of these monuments were put in place after the refurbishments that took place between 1939 and 1950. The present design dates back to 1970 and was greatly aided by a town plan called Operation Brick, where residents of Salobreña donated either a brick or the equivalent value in money to help fund the project. Further on down, you'll find the Gambullon Park and Viewpoint, a new pedestrian walkway with incredible views that links the Paseo de las Flores with the lower plain. This walkway is located close to an ancient path that served the same purpose. It was in this area that the earliest human remains were discovered in the town, dating from between 3000 to 2000 BC. A burial site was discovered which included a human body, two ceramic vases, and a small poison knife. That said, evidence of a human presence in the district of Salobreña dates back as far as the 5th millennium BC. These first settlers were Neolithic groups with an economy based on food production. They knew how to model clay and produce pots for cooking and storing food. They also made tools and ornaments by polishing and shaping hard stone. The presence of these communities has been documented in the Cueva del Capitan, north of Salobreña, Lobres, and on the old island, now known as El Peñón. Next point, the Paseo de las Flores and the first humans.